And אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 63. We remind you, you can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the writings of Bala Sulam, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 63. This thoroughly explains the first degree of attainment of the revelation of the face, the attainment and the sensation of a guidance of reward and punishment, in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. This is called repentance from fear, when his sins become for him as mistakes. This is also called incomplete righteous and medium. Once again, item 63. This thoroughly explains the first degree of attainment of the revelation of the face. That is the attainment and the sensation of a guidance of reward and punishment, in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. This is called repentance from fear, when his sins become for him as mistakes. This is also called incomplete righteous and medium.
Ken.
Yes. Kiev 1.
Да, вот это управление вознаграждениями и наказанием. Это что такое? Вот человек находится во тьме.
Yes, the guidance of reward and punishment. What is it? The person is in darkness, let's say. What does it mean that he discovers the guidance of reward and punishment?
It means that he sees that everything depends on his own actions, that the Creator won't do anything to him that he doesn't deserve, good or bad. Because otherwise, it cannot be said that he acted in order to bestow. How can it be? We are within a system of laws. It's not a nice, good father, good mother. I deserve this, I don't deserve that. We are within a system which is very, very rigid. Laws. You deserve, you do, you don't, then you don't. It's like that, between life and death. And of course, we don't want that because our will to receive wants to obscure this, to feel that it deserves everything. Why? Because the will to receive feels that it is the king of the world rather than the creator, that the force of reception rules the world. That's what the will to receive says, and not the power of bestowal, the creator, that rules. And so we are inverted with respect to the Creator. We are with a struggle with him constantly, one opposite the other. No, it's not written about you. Before you were born, that you deserve suffering. No, what's written about you is that you were given all sorts of inner qualities with which you can overcome certain obstacles and to turn them from bad to good. Everything is given only according to the measure to which one can overcome, according to the power.
So then it is considered that he overcomes?
Yes, that he can overcome. It's as though, let's say, everyone goes to school, but each one gets into a different classroom. And there in that classroom, he's taught individually, personally, according to his character, according to his ability, his physical and mental ability. That's how it is. And not everyone receives the same thing. That's why we're all different. internally and also in terms of external bestowal. And each one receives the best awakenings, the optimal state to advance, with which to advance and reach the end of correction in the shortest path.
What does it mean that a person overcomes? He draws the light of chassadim?
I don't know what chassadim means. I don't know. Look, I like talking about things that everyone can understand. So, each person receives obstacles, such obstacles that he can overcome. And so, to rise to the purpose of creation, he can. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been given these things from the heavens. There's no objective of causing a person to fail, only to promote him. But if there's no choice, then he is made to fall, because if it is seen that after several such instances he's unresponsive, then he receives suffering. And everything is measured there. It's all according to the system and to the extent that he can check to see if he can change his ways, etc.
What does that mean to respond correctly?
Exactly. I respond to every state that I receive, trying to see how I can be more connected to the 10. And if I see that the 10 doesn't want to, doesn't work, it's not ready, that's me seeing it. And it's not that it's the truth. We know how in a second everything can turn around and we will see something new, different.
How does a person check himself that he's responding correctly to whatever the Creator is sending him?
Only according to one's connection with the group, if the more he can influence them, bestow upon them, serve them, and through them to serve the Creator. It's only according to that.
In the end, I need to reach a state where I justify the Creator, I agree with everything, or do I have the option to operate, to act?
Of course, I must justify the friends and the Creator and to adhere to them.
And Sheila.
No question. All right.
No. No. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Vai, Gigi. Vai, Giuseppe, vai, Luigi. Gigi, vai.
Rado, mi senti? Okay.
Rado, do you hear me?
Yes.
Conosce tutti i misteri, testimonierà che egli non tornerà alla follia.
What does it mean that the one who knows mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly?
The Creator knows that the person will no longer go backwards. Yes, and the person also knows that he will not go backwards. The Creator gives him such a sign which holds him. He will no longer fall. He has a masach, a screen. It's permanent for that certain degree, and he will not fall. Continue, Gilad.
Item 64. Now we shall explain the second degree of the attainment of the revelation of the face, the attainment of the complete, true, and eternal guidance. It means that the Creator watches over His creations as the good who does good, to the good and to the bad. Now, one is considered complete righteous and repentance from love, and he is granted turning his sins to virtues. This explained all four discernments of understanding the guidance that apply to the creations. The first three discernments, double concealment, single concealment, and attainment of a guidance of reward and punishment, are but preparations by which one attains the fourth discernment, the attainment of the true eternal providence. And it will become clear to us later on, with God's help. Rav, we don't hear you.
I think this much is clear. Ashkelon, do you have any questions about this? Well,
this concept of guidance, providence in reward and punishment, nevertheless, it doesn't quite settle. Can you clarify this with simpler words?
I cannot clarify this. Reward and punishment, don't you understand? You go out to the road, you drive properly, it'll be good for you. You violate the laws, it'll be bad. What do you mean, reward and punishment?
I'll tell you, Rav, we learned that there is no punishment. There are only chasadim. They can be covered. I don't understand why is this word used, punishment.
According to your approach, there is no reward, no punishment, and it doesn't matter what I do. Whatever needs to happen will happen always, right?
Yes, because we learned that there is none else besides Him. The Creator does everything.
So I'm telling you that you are wrong. Go out to the street, say there's none else besides Him, I will do whatever I want right now. Now cars are passing by, I just shut my eyes and I cross the road. Go ahead, do that.
No, as we learned, there is guidance here, and a person cannot do whatever he wants. He's being directed according to a certain order.
So I don't want to speak in that manner, because in that manner, you completely pull yourself out of the whole issue of reward and punishment. Everything is already decided, predetermined. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever will happen. I'll jump from the 10th floor, and what needs to happen will happen. And we heard these things before. It's incorrect. And it's forbidden to behave that way. And you try it, and you'll see. Try and see. Later you'll see. But if the Creator didn't want to do that to me, certainly He wouldn't. And then, of course, etc. We will see. You jump and we will look. Don't be so smart. Read and do what's written in the book, because only then, gradually, slowly, the true form will be revealed to you, because your desire, your mind are so tiny, they're like the tip of this pencil. Like this. And with those, you want to now determine the way the Creator relates to creation, how creation attains Him. How? With our minds? With our brains? No, these questions are out of place. Wait until you grow and your mind develops to the point where you perceive at least the first 10 sefirot, where you feel the complete system, the way it is. The embryo in his mother's womb sees from one end of the world to the other. And reach that at least, and you'll understand what needs to be done. Every day I get such letters from people's knowledge, and people feel that this needs to be done and that. The people who want to take a break, they have the right, they have the intelligence to understand that this is good, this is better. No, people don't understand what system they are in, where they are. It's impossible to help them also. Only as much as possible to have them protect themselves, guard themselves and hold on. That's why it's written, everything but to quit. But don't make such summaries in your mind. So it doesn't matter this or that, because that's how it appears to you in your mind. And you mustn't follow your mind. Right. Where are we?
We finished 64.
65 then.
Okay, 65. But we have to understand why the third discernment is not enough for a person, namely attainment of a guidance of reward and punishment. We said that he has already been rewarded with he who knows the mysteries testifying that he will not sin again. Hence, why he's still called medium or incomplete righteous, whose name proves that his work is still not desirable in the eyes of the Creator. And therefore, and there is still a flaw and blemish in his Torah and work.
It's a wonder. Right? On the one hand, he attains the guidance of reward and punishment, meaning that there is punishment for everything bad and reward for everything good, until he reaches a proper understanding of the way the Creator relates to the created beings in a very clear way, a good, proper way. With all his qualities and desires, he knows how to behave, because this positions him in a very good punishment and reward. Why do I need those? To know how to relate to things, to know how to establish myself, such that all of the desires, all the ambitions, all the thoughts, everything will be aimed towards bestowal. So I need this guidance of reward and punishment, right? Where the Creator, as harshly as possible, just puts me in order, right? Then I'll be arranged, oriented towards him correctly. So why isn't it sufficient if I do that? Because my will to receive comes to complete correction, and it's entirely arranged like that with respect to reward and punishment, with respect to the Creator, and it's certain that I won't make any more mistakes, and it's certain that I'll only bestow to the world and the Creator. What else is necessary? Why isn't this enough? It's because when I complete the degree, this particular degree, and I do everything in order to bestow, I have another degree in front of me. What degree can there be there where I'm already above reward and punishment? So how will I control it? How will I know that I'll do everything correctly? Let's see.
Item 66. First, let us scrutinize what the interpreters asked about the mitzvah of loving the Creator. How did the Torah obligate us to a mitzvah that we cannot keep at all? One can coerce and enslave oneself to anything, but no coercion or enslavement in the world will help with love. They explained that by keeping all 612 mitzvot appropriately, the love of the Creator extends to him by itself. Hence, it is considered possible to keep.
But if we keep 612 mitzvot of bestowal to the Creator, then certainly he will come from it to the last mitzvah, to love of the Creator. So you don't need to write it as a mitzvah, as a commandment, that you have to love the Creator. Rather, if you keep the 612 acts of bestowal to the Creator, it's a sign your life is complete. So, why is this demand written, demand for love?
Since one can enslave and coerce oneself to keep the 612 mitzvot properly, and then he will also be rewarded with the love of the Creator.
Samech Zayin. Omnam divrehem elu
67. Indeed, their words require elaborate explanation. In the end, the love of the Creator should not have come to us as a mitzvah, since there is no act or enslavement on our part in it. Rather, it comes by itself after completing the 612 mitzvot. Hence, we are quite sufficient with the commandments of the 612 mitzvot. And why was the mitzvah of love written? Item 68. To understand this, we must first acquire a genuine understanding of the nature of the love of the Creator itself. We must know that all the inclinations, tendencies, and properties instilled in man with which to serve one's friend, all these tendencies and natural properties are required for the work of the Creator. To begin with, they were created and imprinted in man only because of their final role, the ultimate purpose of man. As it is written, no outcast shall be cast out from him. One needs them all so as to complement oneself in the ways of reception of the abundance and to complete the will of the Creator. This is the meaning of everyone who is called by my name. I have created him for my glory. And also, all the Lord has worked was for his sake. However, in the meantime, man has been given a whole world to develop and complete all these natural inclinations and qualities in him by engaging in them with people, thus yielding them suitable for their purpose. It is as our sages said, one must say, the world was created for me, for all the people in the world are acquired for a person as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work.
Africa.
Rav, in the article it says that we must first acquire a genuine understanding of the nature of the love of the Creator itself. Can a person attain this degree before he reaches his full correction? Is there any light without a kli?
Man's complete correction is to reach love of the Creator. Just as the Creator relates to us, so should we relate to Him. This is called reaching the complete equivalence of form between us. He to us and us to Him. So now He speaks about how we reach love of the Creator completely in the same way that He relates to us. Through the 612 mitzvot, meaning actions, or through an additional act, 613, which is called the mitzvah, the commandment of love. That's what we have to scrutinize. Why does he need to scrutinize? What's in it? We don't understand. Let's see. That's what's written here. Nevertheless, we have to go through this introduction. It gives us, in general, the picture of our connection between us and with the Creator.
Item 69. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another.
Meaning, how can we understand the way the Creator relates to us? Only from our understanding of how we relate to others in hate or in love, more or less.
The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for his sake to begin with. When we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two, that are four.
היא אהבה התלויה בדבר.
דבר הכי נמוך באהבה.
The lowest level in love.
The first condition is love. It means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love.
We understand this can be. It's also not certain, but let's say that yes, because we're talking about love. It's not that someone is doing me favors, and I love favors. The favors he's doing to me and not him. Rather, here, we're talking about how I love him. This person who's doing me the favors. What's a big difference?
There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped one another, and there is no trace of harm or detriment between them.
Two measures. The first is that they love one another, and what's in the past they don't want to remember because they went through different states. And the second measure is that they love one another and they have no memory of what was. Everything what was in the past, everything is good. The present love covers the past to such an extent that the past as if disappeared. Only love was always felt.
Item 72. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love. Here too, there are two measures. The first measure is before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others. At that time, this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others, and on the surface, he seems to be harming others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet, since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. Item 73. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conduct with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of a flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is the eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator. Moreover, here, in the love of the Creator, they become degrees through cause and consequence. It is impossible to acquire any of them before one acquires the first attribute of conditional love. After it is completely acquired, that first attribute causes one to acquire the second attribute. After one has acquired the second attribute to the fullest, it causes him to acquire the third attribute. Finally, the third attribute to the fourth attribute, eternal love.
Here we see just how much the path is didactic. Clearly, everything moves forward. And if you have any questions, go ahead. But he simply explains what's before us, what we have to go through.
Rav, perché dobbiamo misurare l'amore per il creatore attraverso l'amore degli amici?
Why do we need to measure love to the Creator through love of friends? Why is there this measurement?
What vessel do you have in which to measure your connection with the Creator? How can you grasp Him, perceive Him? Where do you discover the Creator? Where do you feel Him? Who is the Creator, really? Does He exist or not? Where do you discover Him? You discover Him in your connection with other created beings, other people, between you and the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. There, in the relationship between you, you discover the force called the Creator, Bore. The Creator Himself does not exist in and of Himself. He is revealed in your connections with the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking degrees, with the four kinds of reality, of realities. That's why the name of the Creator is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And only in this way you can discover Him. And how do you do that? On the condition that you relate to all these parts of reality in the form of hate, love, through different attitudes, meaning in your attitude towards creation, you determine your attitude to the Creator. And you cannot do it any other way, because you never discover Him. You discover Him through your attitude to the others. That's why from love of others to love of the Creator. Only in this way we make it. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah constantly pushes you towards connection, towards love with others. Because without it, you will never come close to the Creator. You will never discover Him. Is that clear? No questions. Okay.
Ken? Hala? Ma? Or to like it, Masho, eat a four? Hello?
Yes, you have something to say?
Ah. PT 18, PT 3.
Tel Aviv 1.
כל אחד מהמצבים האלה הוא כמו ארבעה מצבים תיארת אם אני לא זאת אם אני לא טועה כל אחד מהמצבים האלה
each one of these states I think it was four states each one is like a degree in this structure and there's no existence of the higher degrees without the lower corrupted states upon which are the corrected states are built is that correct?
Yes, PT3.
I also wanted to ask how concealment builds the stages of revelation. How can you build each stage and are they connected?
But concealment and revelation support one another, because without those you will never have the vessel in order to feel the revelation. That's why you're going through these states of concealment.
But seemingly they're one step after the other. I don't reach revelation, concealment, and then revelation. It's like he said, there are degrees of revelation 1 and 2 that follow concealment 1 and 2. How do they support one another?
It doesn't matter. One, the concealment, the first concealment supports the second concealment because you discovered the second concealment because you merited revealing a higher concealment. It's higher in its quality. Let's say you come to a machine to test it if it works or not. You see something is not spinning. You bring in an expert and he starts to explain to you the problem. But he also gets stuck in something. You bring an even higher expert, he gets into the details of the breakage and he reveals additional breakage, meaning each time you discover a greater level of concealment. Meaning the revelation of concealment until you come to love. It's a process, yes.
So, concealment is in the time of revelation. The revelation, is it parallel or is it linear?
Yeah, yes. One revolves around the other. That's how it is. It's like a Safa Datsniuta. That's how it works.
PT18. I'm asking about relationships to a friend in the tent. Like we said, there has to be relationships of love. So there are relationships that say that we're all in the same boat, and if the friend drowns or wants to drown, then we go with him. And none of us can reach the goal. But I hear another approach that says if the friend wants to sink, then he's deaf, he's ill, he's blind, and if I come closer to him, then I'll get the virus from him and I might drown with him because we might not all reach the goal together. So how to cope with this doubt?
Only if you decide together with the friends. You have to sit down with the friends and check exactly what you are doing. That's it.
When a friend leaves the path and the tent treats him as someone that can, like, how can there even be this term? What can the ten build here?
Specifically from the lack of arvut, from the terrible feeling we're all sensing, we can build a new arvut, a new mutual responsibility guarantee. Certainly in this way, 1,000 times a righteous person will fall and get up, and that only in this way. There cannot be a new good state unless it awakened from within the terrible, bad previous state. You can't bring examples from history, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from nowhere. It's always like that. Can bring up contradicting examples. From the bad state, the good state is born. It was evening and morning one day. There are two forces in nature, and the force of the creator and the force of the created being, and only in this way, when this inversion takes place between them, when they change places, they each work in the state of the wheel that revolves in this way, we advance.
How can I express my love, my approach to the friend as being a guarantor without bringing myself down, the ten down, and him down? What does it mean to complete the friend?
You understand that the Creator is playing with him, is giving him a burdening of the heart, so that you would use his burdening of the heart in order to advance the entire ten forward. And the following day, you will be in the place of this friend, and the following day, someone else will be there. And that's how you advance.
How can the ten not get this virus and drown with a friend, but protect itself?
But when everyone is holding on to everyone else, that's it. Everyone is holding on to everyone, and you constantly work to maintain the connection. If you let go, that's it. You begin to free fall. And who knows what will be the end of it. Whether as much as possible, hold on to one another as soon as possible and strengthen that. And the fact that someone here, some people here and there are leaving the ten, it's a question of whether or not this ten was functional. You think this all is happening by itself, seemingly, and that we have to worry about it 24/7. No, if you don't care about it 24/7, it will not stick. You will not reach the goal. I'm telling this to you with utmost seriousness right now. If you want, you can just shut down the entire business. I'm not going to feel any regrets. I've done my part.
Tov. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф. Такой вопрос. Тут Бааль Салам пишет, что переход с одной ступени на другую происходит.
Бааль Салам writes here that he moves from one degree to the next, when the degree is completely fulfilled. How do we reach the fact that we have a complete fulfillment on a certain degree to move on to the next degree and not be delayed?
You need to see your action as ending in Ein Sof, not after an infinite number of years, but in infinite level of effort, the maximum amount of effort we can put in the current state. Then we reach the end of the current degree and we move to the next degree. Meaning to do the maximum in connection. What kind of calculations you can make here other than connection? Nothing. Connection until you reveal the Creator in the connection between us, until the connection between us will assume the shape of the Creator. That's what we have to do.
Mach VG3.
Каждому товарищу в десятке должны раскрыться все четыре стадии любви. Или одному товарищу.
Every friend in the ten has to have these four phases revealed.
It doesn't matter. I don't determine that. I have to exert. I have to connect. And the revelation will come from above. I'm not even asking about that. I'm asking how much I can give to the connection between us, to my ten, to the entire world, Kli, the whole world, and through that, to the Creator.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот в связи с тем, что вы сказали, что я действую сейчас в данный момент, сколько могу дать больше всего. Я не веду расчетов ни с прошлого.
Dear teacher, according to what you said, that I act as much as I can, I have no calculation with the past.
What calculation? Do the maximum, that's it. How can it be? Who should I be accountable for?
To blame myself, to...
No, I need to make a calculation for right now, the maximum amount right now. Then, through this point in time, I will break into spirituality. Yes.
Moscow 7.
Сегодня в начале урока товарищ из четвертой десятки он задавали вопрос.
Today in the beginning of the lesson, friends asked you if we should awaken friends, or but if they themselves didn't have the ability to awaken the friends, then in what is the responsibility of the other tens? Let's say in Moscow group where there is a difficult situation.
You have to work on attaining the goal. Attaining the goal depends on everyone. Of course, I depend most on my ten, but I also depend on all other tens, the extent to which we support one another. And that's why I worry about what's happening in all the other tens. In general, I depend on them. I do something in my ten, and all the tens around me. If we support one another, and we awaken one another, we have greater forces. Of course you have to do it this way. That's why I care about what's happening in other tens. And what is the meaning of that? If something is happening there, if they grow weaker, it immediately influences me, although I don't feel it yet, but it's influencing me already. Florida.
Лошамим.
Ощущение любви.
Can't hear you.
The feeling of love to the friend. Does that give us the sensation of unity in the ten?
Yes. I don't understand his question. Sometimes they're not questions. They are like facts. P.T. Young.
People from all around the world are talking about love outside the group. How do we explain to them what love is? What do we explain to them?
Whom?
People all around the world in dissemination.
I am not talking about love that much. I'm talking about connection. Love is something convoluted. It's understood in them as an erotic feeling or something. I don't know. I speak at a level that people can understand, and I'm not going to stick to them such definitions, our definitions that they don't get. In us, the definition of love is that I take the will to receive of the other, and I work to fulfill it. That's called love. In this way, I'm not explaining these things in this way to the others. We have to see what state they're in and explain according to what's close to them right now. So don't use the word love. You appear delusional. Yes. Let's go to the next part. The last part.
Okay, so connection to the last generation.
Yes.
Okay, so let's sing.
Yes.
light, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came and calls everyone. Guided here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see.